Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is that time of the week. It is Chat with Stu Max. Stuart McMillan, good morning.
Hey, it's time to brag.
Brag.
Brag about walking.
About walking.
About walking.
Okay,
yeah,
let's hear it.
I can walk so far. You know how far, Jago?
How far?
I don't know, a few miles. But I recently in my life, I've really taken it for granted. I have not been walking. And it's kind of caused a change in my life as far as my state of mind. And like before this walking life, all I have all of a sudden, I would get home and I would be really tired. You know the shift here. It's crazy. You know, it's early. So we get here at 4-ish and leave at noonish, and it's a long shift.
It's brutal day after day after day doing it too.
And so I do it 5 days a week, and I take a morning walk now, and I feel energized and I picked up, and there's so many good benefits to just walking.
Yeah.
Even for 10, 15 minutes, but I've been doing half-hour intervals now of just walking straight.
That's smart, man.
No,
it's good.
No breaks.
It's good. I have always been about fitness in my life. I mean, I'm not obsessed with it or anything like that, but I've always been like, I got to stay in shape as much as I can. And back in my younger days, I could do it any number of ways.
Yeah.
I used to run.
Right.
I did a triathlon. Mm-hmm. I rode my bike.
Yep.
And all that stuff. And then I got to a certain age where I'm like, after I played soccer for a long time. And then injuries.
Yep.
Injuries
yep.
happened. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not the same guy anymore.
Yep. Yep.
And so walking has become, you know, the main thing that I do.
That's amazing that we've both been kind of there.
Yeah. And I love to walk. I love to walk outside, like in parks.
Oh, yeah.
We have great parks here in St. Louis.
We do.
I go to the gym and go on the track too, do that. But yeah, I try to get it in every day if possible.
I just got this random video on YouTube one day. This guy was saying how he lost weight. And it was one of those videos, you know. I lost this amount of weight in 66 days and stuff. I was like, usually I don't watch those. They're kind of depressing because it makes you think about what you haven't done in the last 66 days. You know, but I was just sitting there. I'm like, see what this guy has to say about it. And he would wake up every morning to get his morning coffee, and he would walk to the coffee shop.
Yeah.
17,000 steps, which is probably
That's a day's worth.
It's a whole day's worth for sure of walking. Because I recently had a goal.
Maybe you should get a little closer to the coffee shop.
Well,
that's a long.
Jacob, that's not how we're supposed to think. That's how we, in the past, that's how we thought, you know. But seriously, I would think that, like, oh, I'm glad we live close to this so I don't have to walk very long. But, you know, the closest thing to my house is a McDonald's, so I don't really want to walk there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that kind of defeats the purpose of walking.
Hey, I only put up 4 miles today, but I had 10 cheeseburgers. So good. So good for you.
It makes a difference. I live in Soulard, and so I can walk to a lot of different things.
Very walkable.
And I make sure I use that. I take advantage of that.
That's good.
Some neighborhoods, you can't do it as easily, and there aren't that many places to go to within walking distance. But I always have enjoyed being in neighborhoods where I can walk. Or I also lived in Tower Grove East, so I could walk to Tower Grove Park.
Tower Grove Park is a beast for walking. It's perfect.
Great.
Yeah. And my neighborhood, it's really cool. I got a Google Watch this year, like an older model, and just wanted to try it out because my wife had got one.
Yeah.
And she's been tracking steps and things, and, mm-hmm. and it's been awesome. But it started to GPS track my walks. Hmm. And it like looked like a little track. You know, every time I got done, it would show me a picture of my route that I took. And it told me how much my heart rate was going up hills or down hills. It's crazy detailed.
Yeah.
And I just loved all these stats. And I'm like, I could really use this. This could propel me. So now I'm at 15,000 steps a day.
Good for you, man.
I'm going up. I'm propelling. So I'm probably just going to plateau there for now. And I've been doing half-hour workouts in the afternoon and, you know, taking some vitamins to kind of help me propel myself through things. And
it's amazing afterwards how you feel.
I feel great.
The endorphins or whatever it is.
Yeah, there's got to be something firing off because it feels, I feel better and I can get my workouts through better. I feel like my heart rate.
You have more energy.
Yes, it's from walking.
Yeah.
And all the benefits of walking are helping my other things that I do in my life.
Yeah, it does. Your joints. Your muscles, all of it. And if you don't do it, and even doctors just say 30 minutes a day is enough.
Right.
You know, over time, you can just do it every day. But man, I feel the difference. And if you know, it's like sedentary breeds sedentary. Mm. You know, if you, mm-hmm. if you lay on the couch or whatever, take extra naps, it makes you more tired.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it does. And so I would come home, I would take naps. And
I still love naps.
I do take naps. On the weekends, I take naps, but not Monday through Friday. No longer.
No.
I have not taken a nap in 2 months.
Ugh, I don't know about that.
Weekdays. And it's because every time I think about taking a nap, I go for a walk.
Oh, that's smart. That's how you do it. That's how you motivate.
I've got to overcome that because
it's replacement therapy.
You can't have a 2-hour nap in the afternoon. It's just not good for you.
Well, you can.
You could, I guess.
I still might do that.
It feels good every once in a while. But I haven't done it in those 2 months. And for me, I guess that's good. And some people might be different. You know, I'm no doctor, so don't, you know. Man, walking has been incredible for me. And I just feel kind of dumb for not doing it before. You know,
I don't look back.
I know.
Look forward. You're
doing
right? That's great, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. I think it's good.
These boots were made for walking.
There you go. There's our song.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.